That's straight ahead today. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the UN votes on a U.S. resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza.
This is a significant change in the U.S. position. The U.S. has blocked three previous U.N. ceasefire resolutions, and it comes as the White House is increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the war, demanding it do more to prevent an emerging famine in Gaza. Of course, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Biden have been openly sparring about Netanyahu's insistence on invading Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv, and we've just learned that Russia and China have both vetoed that ceasefire resolution at the UN Security Council. Former President Donald Trump, 3 days from a deadline now to cover a nearly $500 million civil fraud penalty against him. Police in Idaho were able to track down the white supremacist who escaped from prison this week in Boise with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News. Worries in Ukraine that country may lose its biggest hydroelectric plant after a new Russian missile attack overnight. Ukrainian officials calling it the biggest in months. More from ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Sufi Burridge.
Ukrainian President Zelensky expressing frustration over the holdup on U.S. weapon supplies, saying there are no delays for Russian missiles. Russia striking energy infrastructure across Ukraine, launching more than 150 missiles and drones, one of the biggest barrages of the entire war. These strikes come after weeks of Ukrainian drone attacks on oil refineries in Russia.
The House planning to vote later today on a package to avert a partial government shutdown, but it's not clear if the Senate will be able to get the vote in time to avoid the same midnight deadline. Get those lucky numbers ready once again. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot worth nearly $1 billion. $980 million is the exact amount, the 10th largest in U.S. history. Nobody's won the lottery since early December. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
No two people are alike. And no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Winter weather advisory in effect until 1 today. For occasional snow yet, a high of 37. Partly cloudy to clear and cold, a low of 14 tonight. Partly sunny and chilly Saturday and 37. Right now in Richland Center, it is 31 degrees after approximately an inch and a half of snow this morning. As we check out some notes for you today on the weather, the area scene, Richland, Sauk, and Grand County meal sites are closed, and there will not be any home-delivered meals. Water and land exercise classes at Simons Recreation Complex will not be held this morning. The school situation did not change from early today, still 2 hours late. Highland Schools and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. We'll keep you posted from WRCO during our morning show time, which is coming up next.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme same abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO for a Friday. We've had all kinds of subjects this week. It's been a real busy week, and we cap it off talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination and some fresh news. We have a little bit of a scoop here on the morning show today. We have guests in the studio. Alan Kaszubski is here, Sherry Scott, and June Nee, walk chair, is here. June, fresh from the meeting on Thursday night. It sounds like you guys have made a few decisions.
Yes, good morning, Phil. Yeah, we had a great meeting last night. I had great attendance, and that really makes me happy. I'm really grateful for everybody who was able to make it out last night. So, yeah, we made some decisions, and we're getting off to a really good start.
Good deal. And I guess, can you let the cat out of the bag a little bit? I know you talked about a theme.
Yes, we had a few ideas and we narrowed it down, and our theme is going to be making strides for a cure. We kind of, or I should say I really like the idea of going along with the race for grace. I'm just so excited about doing this in May and having this race. And I just really felt with the Summer Olympics this year as well and the running events and everything that something along those lines. So we had it narrowed down and making strides for a cure. And we're going to go with a Tennessee orange color. Kind of around there, we wanted also to kind of go along with the Race for Grace t-shirt color is orange. So we're going to have it kind of an orange color and stick with that theme throughout the summer as we do the Race for Grace, the run walk, and then our walk in August.
I think that'll go right along well with the Olympics. You mentioned that. So tying that in, I think that's a great move.
Yeah, I like it. But, you know, running is close to my heart. It's been something that's been a part of my life for many years. So, and walking. I really, really like that idea. And thankfully, everybody else was on board as well. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be it's going to be a fun theme this year.
And folks can start thinking about how they would like to decorate their sites and whatnot as well.
Yeah, and I think with the Olympics, you know, that's always fun to kind of go with that kind of a theme, maybe decorating or just, you know, running in general or walking. I think there's quite a few ideas that I know we have a very creative community, and I know they're going to come up with some really good things to decorate.
So you mentioned you're going to go back to ambassadors this year. I know last year you paid tribute to the past ambassadors, but you have some exciting news in that regard too, don't you?
Yeah. Last year was really special. With our 20th year, we honored and remembered all of our past ambassadors. That was really special, such a special ceremony. This year we will go back to normal. We have chosen 4 ambassadors. And we're really grateful for all of them that were submitted, but we had to get it down to 4. So I can't say the names yet. We will bring that in front of the board in the next meeting, and then we will contact all 4 of them. But we're really excited to have these 4 ambassadors. I think it's going to be a wonderful year.
At this point, then, they've said yes, that they'll do it?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a step in the right direction?
Yes. And,
maybe.
There better not be any surprises. Yeah, they were all asked first, and then I will contact them to let them know that they are chosen for this year.
Great. So the Morning Show exclusive won't be until next month, I guess.
Next month.
Sounds like. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's all right. We'll wait.
I'll have one more exclusive next month for you.
So what are some other deadlines and things coming up for the walk that you like to talk about?
Well, our next big thing, I would think, is our kickoff. That is Thursday, May 16th, and that's going to be at the community center. And we're going to have a free will offering pancake supper like we have done the last couple of years. I've gotten some really great feedback on that. Everybody seems to enjoy that. I love having breakfast for supper. So it will be from 4:30 until about 7. And that is the night that we want our teams to come out and register. I'm hoping that we get some new teams this year. So anybody that is thinking about having a team, has any questions about that, just let us know. We'd love to have you. So that is our next big thing, is kickoff night. And I think that'll give us a good start.
That's when you'll turn in like t-shirt orders and things like that? Or is that
not the t-shirt orders, but that's when you're going to register your team, and you're going to pick up some raffle tickets and luminaries, and you can pick out your site with logistics. If you want to get a start on that, you can get your site for the walk. And we'll have a little presentation that night. We'll talk about what's in your packet, what you need to know, dates for t-shirt night, and all that kind of stuff. So we'll have all that information in the packets.
And the raffle is underway. You'll have those tickets printed and everything by then?
Yes, we'll have the calendar raffle tickets printed and ready to go for teams to pick those up, or anyone can sign those out and sell those for the calendar raffle.
As walk chair, you could always use more help, couldn't you?
Absolutely. We definitely could use some volunteers. We will this year have a silent auction and bucket raffle the night of the walk, and then you will also be having the radio auction. So we could use volunteers to help with auction stuff. We always could use volunteers at the walk. And so anybody that is interested in helping Grace out in small ways or big ways, we have a job for you somewhere. We really appreciate all the volunteers and help that we get.
You've had, just a little bit of turnover. Are there any openings you immediately need to fill in terms of the Grace board or anything?
No, not right now. As far as the walk chairs, we're just, I've got a couple that we have open, but I also have people that we're talking to that might be interested. So I think we're doing pretty good at this time.
Great. Well, it's an exciting year. You know, Grace area has expanded. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but it'd be nice to see some volunteers from some of those outlying areas.
Yes,
too,
it would come now that we're expanded a little bit to those other areas. Anyone that's interested from there to come in and see what we do, even if you just have questions, I just want to come to a meeting and see what we're about. Go to walkwithgrace.com. There's information on there how to get a hold of somebody, and we will get back to you. So we want to encourage people that have any interest at all and to see what we're doing and how we do it and what we're all about. We'd love to have you.
The actual walk is going to be the traditional walk with grace that we've come to know over the last 21 years, too.
Yes. Yep. We all felt tonight, I asked that question, do we want any changes? Do we want to do something different? And I think we all feel that, you know, our walk is really something special. The luminary ceremony, the opening ceremony, and just walking around looking at luminaries and having the music playing in the background. And hearing the total every, you know, the updates. I just think, you know, we do have a few ideas we might add, but I think really it's such a wonderful evening as it is.
It is, and we've kind of been able to roll with the flow. We've had a little bit of weather issues once in a while, but overall, it seems like we've been pretty lucky.
Yes, I agree.
So we'll see how it goes. We'll pray for good weather. Again, it's August 9th.
Yes, it's always the second Friday in August. And our opening ceremony will start at 6 p.m., but the park will open at 4:30, I think. We're going to have food trucks. We'll have food there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. And if somebody has questions, ideas, or whatever, they can contact you.
Yes. I believe my information is on the walkwithgrace.com website. So if my name isn't on there, there's somebody there that you can click and there's a space, I believe, for questions. So just, you know, put it in there and someone will get back to you.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add, June?
No, I think that's it. I'm really excited for this year. I think we've got some fun things coming along and just really excited for another walk.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
June Nee joining us in the morning show, chair of the Walk with Grace. And we'll be back with more in a moment when the morning show continues.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The market was steady this past week at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola. Holstein calves sold from $5.10 to $6.20 per pound, crossbred calves from $6.10 to $7.20, and light calves from $1.20 to $2.50 per pound. Slaughter cows sold from $84 to $1.22, with one doubtful health cow at 50 cents. Bulls sold from $1.25 to $1.28. And the feeder cattle market was untested. The hay market this week saw inside round bales of hay from $65 to $90 per bale, outside round bales of hay from $60 to $75 per bale, and round bales of corn fodder and soybean fodder from $25 to $32. The next special feeder cattle sale will be Friday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Already consigned are 700 to 800-pound black cattle, weaned and vaccinated, 25 4 to 500-pound Holstein steers with double shots and on grain, and 12 Holstein steers weighing from 950 to 1,000 pounds. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy grass cattle for the summer, give Jim, Colton, or Darren a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Our morning show continues. Al Kaczubski is in the studio. Sherry Scott as well, talking about grace. Well, some good news. Al, June just giving us the info, but the year is well underway now, isn't it?
It is, and it's going by super fast. I can't believe March is almost over already. It's crazy.
It is. And we were talking, it was in the fall, and you kind of had this vision for this walk-run thing, and here we're getting close to some deadlines, aren't we?
We are. You know, it's gone by super fast, but at the end of March is the end of our discount for people registering for the race. So if you want the best deal, hurry up and sign up. You know, go to walkwithgrace.com and look for the Race for Grace option. And you can sign up online for either the 1 mile walk or run, the 5K walk or run, and the 10K run. And also the quarter mile kids run. So you've got all kinds of options, whether you want to walk it, run it, or just jog it, maybe do it backwards. We don't really care.
Dribbling a basketball or whatever.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You know, funny thing about that though, Phil, not the basketball part, but I was talking with somebody and they were actually considering, you know, doing it because, you know, they're a veteran. And they remember the days of, you know, doing the long hikes and with the backpacks full of weight. And they're like, you know, I might do that. I just might challenge myself and put a bunch of weight in a backpack and see how it goes. So who knows what we'll see out there, but I'm looking forward to
that's
it.
That's awesome. Yeah, any old way. And I can think of this as being just an awesome thing for families, Al.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're definitely keep it family friendly. We want this, you know, to be a fun event. So, you know, it's going to be in the morning, so it's not going to be real hot yet. And it's not real early. We're going to be starting, you know, for the kids run, I think at 7:45 we're starting. And then the next run's at 8 and shortly after that. So it's going to get rolling and we'll be done by 10 a.m. So you'll have the rest of the day, you know, maybe to head over to the Morel Mushroom Festival or something after that.
Is that the same weekend?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Good.
Yep. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there really is. Well, that's a good thing, though. Like you say, people can kind of go back and forth and do whatever. So there'll be T-shirts available, too, if you miss the deadline of the 31st of March, can you still be in line for a T-shirt?
Yes, you can. As long as you get registered, I think it's May 2nd or 5th, somewhere around there.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll have the month of April for sure. But we really want you to get registered, you know, by early May to confirm. That'll give us enough time to get the T-shirts ordered and get them back for you. So people will still be able to register after that, but we won't be able to guarantee a T-shirt.
You've been getting the word out. Has the kind of the feedback you've been getting, is that positive?
Yeah, it has been positive. You know, we have several people that have signed up already. We're looking to increase that number, of course, and we've had a lot of people looking and not committing yet. You know, on our Facebook page, I think we've got like 91 interested. I'm not quite sure what defines interested, but I know it's not signing up yet.
Thinking about it.
Yes, yes.
And I know you continue with the walk around the world with grace, but you should get a lot of those folks, hopefully, interested too.
And, you know, some of the people were like, well, you know, I don't feel comfortable signing up online because, you know, our main goal is to get most people to sign up online at walkwithgrace.com. We are going to have a manual option, a paper option. So for people that are not comfortable using a credit card online or just signing up online, you can go to the Grace office, which is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. And we have limited hours. The office is staffed on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1. But if you come in those times, we have registration sign-up sheets, and you can pay then as well. I guess all we ask is that you bring either exact change or you're willing to donate extra if you don't have exact change. But we don't have change for you. Or you can write a check made out to Grace. So we do have that option. We want to let people know that.
As that date appears, and we'll be having some more announcements about it too, but if somebody just wanted to walk that day, they got a sudden burst of energy, they can sign up that morning too, can't
Absolutely.
They?
And we're hoping for great weather for the walk in August, but we also would love some great weather for the run and the race, on May 18th. That would be great too. But yeah, you can come out that morning. We'll have early registration and packet pickup that morning from 6 to 7:30. We would like all people to be registered. You know, you're late, really procrastinators that come that morning, try to get there by 7:30 because we are going to start festivities. You know, we're going to have the national anthem probably at 7:40. So we really need people there for sure by 7:30 to sign up. But you can sign up that day, but there won't be a guarantee of a t-shirt. And we also have swag bags. So I would like to talk about that a little bit too. So, Phil, you know, I was looking at what we have for the kids swag bag, and I'm thinking you and I should figure out how to fake our age a little bit, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Walk on our shoes, like our knees can be in our shoes or something.
I think that's a great idea, I'm sure no one would mind.
No.
But for the kids swag bag, so we have some very, very generous businesses. Culver's is going to give free custard. And along with that, Utter Brothers out of Boscobel is also giving one scoop of free ice cream. And, you know, what goes good with ice cream but cookies? Christie's Sunnyside Ooh. Bakery, Monster Cookie, a coupon for one free Monster Cookie, and they're gluten-free. WCCU is throwing in a little toy ball, either a round blue one or a little football. And Grace's course is going to have some sunscreen in there.
Sounds good. That's a nice swag bag. So will you have some recognition awards afterwards, or is it just kind of for fun?
We are going to have awards. Oh. So the top three, so for the 5K and the 10K, we're going to have age ranges, and then the top three male and female finishers in those age ranges will each get medals.
Okay. Yep. And you're going to divide it up pretty well, like so an old guy like me wouldn't be with an 18-year-old then, another
yes
place, right?
we'll protect you, Phil.
Okay,
we will do that. Yeah. And just so people know, we also have if you don't want to fake your age, you're just going to face the reality, we do have swag bags for everyone else as well. And in that swag bag, so we have all of this information out on our website, walkwithgrace.com, but in those adult swag bags, you can still get a free Monster Cookie from Christie Sunnyside, along with some other really cool things, like, again, sunscreen. Culver's has given us $1 off a value basket, so that's pretty cool. Bindle's Tire and Auto is giving a coupon for a free standard wheel alignment. That's a $95 value. We're going to have some can koozies and pens. Walsh's Ace Hardware is giving us a $5 off coupon with a $20 more purchase. The Richland Locker is going to do a special drawing for each person that is a participant or registered. And you'll have a chance to win either the camping bundle, which is a pack of brats, a pack of hamburger patties, a pack of hot dogs, and 2 pounds of bacon. Imagine that with a Monster Cookie.
Ooh, boy. All the things. I better walk it every day then after all that food. So.
We also got the picnic pack, which is 2 packs of brats, 2 packs of hamburger patties, and a pack of hot dogs, or a sweatshirt. So there's some really cool things. And this is just the start, because I know there's more businesses that have talked to me about doing that. So this list is just going to grow.
Oh, it's all about fun, though, isn't it?
It is. And we're going to keep it fun, We have the 10K for the real serious runners, and I know we've got a bunch because a bunch of you have already signed up, and we really appreciate that, but we're also going to have fun with this too. So, we're calling it the Race for Grace, but the reality is it's going to be a family fun event for that morning. So, don't be intimidated just because you hear a 5K or a 10K in a race, right? We're not that serious.
Yeah, and I think just the first thing, just to give the word about grace, and the other thing is just, it's kind of like the first big event of the year.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, so the teams, you know, our Grace teams have stuff going on all the time. Right. And there already have been some really cool things, you know, things at the bowling alley, things, you know, a craft fair with all kinds of stuff going on. And but as far as official Grace events, this is going to be our first big one. And we're hoping it'll be really big. So we just need people to keep signing up, which would be great.
Yeah, you were at the craft fair recently, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. So we had an event. Weston had a spring craft fair going on, and we had a booth there, and it was awesome. So we got to meet a bunch of really nice people. We took some of our old T-shirts from previous years from the Walk with Grace, and boy, were they popular. And we were so grateful because we're tired of boxing those up and hauling them around all the time. But people were so generous. You know, we started a deal, you know, started with a $2 for $5 deal, or, you know, here, how about $1? Or maybe I'll just give you one. And boy, it turned out great. People were so generous. We ended up with over $300 from our previous year's T-shirts. So thank you to everyone that purchased one of those and donated money for it. It was so nice to talking to people and believe it or not, Phil, some people still don't know about Grace, you know, and what we do. So we're still trying to get the word out there. And so it's nice to be able to talk with new people and say, hey, you know, if you know somebody battling cancer, we're here to help. You know, we talk a lot about raising money, and getting to know people, but the reality is we're here to help people battling cancer. And if you know someone, go to our website, walkwithgrace.com, and look under the resources menu, and there's help for people. You can apply for assistance, and we'll help you out, because that's, you know, that's at the heart of what we want to do. We want to help people battling cancer. We do for research as well and prevention, but, you know, a big part of what we do is helping people that are currently battling cancer.
Speaking of prevention, that's what Sherry Scott is here to talk about. She's been on with us a few times before, but good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Phil.
You're here in the month of March, and yes. I think every month is a spotlight on a certain type of cancer. What is the cancer in March that is recognized?
Yes, there's actually several less well-known cancers. Multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer. There's kidney cancer and anal cancer. But we wanted to talk today about colon cancer, and I know I've talked before about it, but it's just so important because it's one of those, the only two cancers that are actually preventable. So the word just, we just have to keep reminding people. And I just wanted to let, you know, let the listeners know that the stats tell us that in a five-year period between 2016 and 2020, we had 47 cases of colon cancer in this county. And that's 47 cases that did not have to happen, because we just need to really recognize the importance of prevention in terms of risk factors, but also in terms of the fact that there are screening tests available for no cost that everyone has access to that can detect colon cancer detect precancerous cells and remove those. And most, you know, I think a lot of people just don't think about it. And it's like, just like other cancers, it can be in your body and you don't know. But the great thing about the colon cancer is that it's a cancer that is in the part of your body that we have access to, frankly. And so those polyps that can become cancerous can be easily removed. And so I just wanted to remind people there's three different kinds of tests. They're just sort of broad categories of tests. And two of them are tests that can be taken at home. It's called a FIT test, excuse me. And the other one is it's known as the Cologuard. It's a newer test. And those are taken at home. They're really easy. They have super easy instructions. You can get them from your doctor. And the FIT test needs to be taken every year. The Cologuard test can be taken every 3 years. The third test is a colonoscopy. And that one has to be done with a physician, a surgeon. The advantage of that one is that the surgeon actually goes in and is able to look in your colon and remove the polyps. And then you're done. I mean, your cancer has been removed from your body. I mean, that's just an amazing ability that the physicians have to do that. The other two tests, the home tests, you'll get back information. And if you did have a marker that you had a precancerous polyp, then you'd have to go and get the colonoscopy. So the advantage of the colonoscopy is clearly that it's like one and done. And again, if you have insurance, the Affordable Care Act has made that those have to be paid for by your insurance company. And most insurance companies want to do it because then they're not paying and for, you know, difficult procedures. And I would love to just make sure that folks in our county know about these tests and that we can continue to just inspire people to just take this test, tell their friends, talk to their family members and say, you know, here's a way we can actually prevent this from happening. And it's a really terrible cancer to get. So, you know, any kind of prevention is good. There are things you can do to reduce your risk too. And I hate to say it, but one of those is not eating all of that bacon and sausage and brats.
Moderation.
Exactly.
Right?
Think of them as a treat, not a daily intake.
Yeah.
And you think about it, you know, your body, it's the processed part that's hard. I mean, meat in itself isn't necessarily bad for you, but it's just so much processing that happens. And there's like nitrates and chemicals that are put in as preservatives. And, you know, your colon is really the thing that helps you take care of waste. You know, it's like getting rid of the things that you don't want in your body. And so it has all this extra stuff that is like, what is this nitrate thing that's coming through? And so it's really good. And the same thing with other processed foods. Like sometimes you look at the ingredients on something, you're like, is there any food in here or is it all chemicals? So just really trying to eat as close to the actual, you know, food that you can. And, you know, we're in this wonderfully rich county where we have access to, you know, the farmer's market and great fruits and vegetables. We have a beautiful community garden. And so, you know, there's a lot of good resources that we can have access to improve the nutrition, which really helps with colon cancer as well as other cancers.
They have changed the age, maybe kind of brought it down a little bit in terms of when you should get that first colonoscopy, right?
Thank you so much for bringing that up. That's another reason why this is a message that we need to continue to talk about, because they've actually lowered the starting date for when you're supposed to get screened to 45, because they're finding a lot of colon cancer in younger adults, and it's aggressive. It can be an aggressive cancer at that age. So, yeah, there's no reason not to get this taken, you know, to get this taken care of so that it's something that you don't have to worry about, that you have that test and you know that you're taken care of. But yeah, that's a really important point, that it's kind of scary how it's creeping down and becoming more prevalent.
And I think maybe a higher prevalence of it, as you mentioned, in the county. And I'm not sure if it's diet or, you know, what the reason is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, partly it's that we're not getting that screening test, you know, and taking care of it. But it's also diet. And then the other thing that I'm so proud of for Grace is things like Al is doing, you know, the Race for Grace. Physical activity is one of the most important prevention methods for reducing risk factors. And so, you know, we have the Walk Around the World with Grace. It's the second year we're doing that. We have this Race for Grace. And so it's all kind of contributing to this idea that, you know, we're helping people in our county in so many ways. If they get cancer, then we can help them. And we can also continue to encourage them to try to stay healthy, like to, you know, do the Walk Around the World with Grace, do the Race for Grace. Those things help cancer patients as much as they can help people who aren't living with cancer. So I'm really proud of Al's passion for getting the race going. And June, too, she's so excited about it. The board members have really taken that on. And Strides for a Cure, it's exactly what all of these things are kind of coming together to be our key message, that we want to provide support for people with cancer, but we also want to try to make sure that our county doesn't have cancer that we could have prevented.
Nip it in the bud, so to speak, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's a good one.
Something like that.
The surgeon would love that.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I think we're going to have one on pretty soon here with us next month, in fact. So, the home tests, I think, are more accurate than they used to be because, to be honest, the thought of a colonoscopy sometimes can be a little bit daunting, thinking, I don't want to drink all that stuff. I don't want to, go through that. And obviously, there's a good reason you go through that, right. But I think it is intimidating for people.
Yeah, it is. And it's not fun, that's for sure. You know, it's like the pain for the gain kind of thing, mm-hmm. Whether or not you're willing to do that. But I did the Cologuard, and it's super easy. And, especially if you don't have a family history. Like, if you had a family history, I'd totally tell you to do it earlier. You can even start at 40 if you have a family history, and get the colonoscopy, and because then you know. And then if you do have a polyp that they remove, then they encourage you to come back within 5 years. And again, that's just a way, hopefully you have a good primary care doctor and they talk to them about, make sure that they're telling you about this stuff and that they're paying attention. And you kind of have to be an advocate for your own self sometimes with the healthcare system that we have right now. And so it's really important to pay attention to that. Talk to your family. Has there ever been a colon cancer? I remember I met one of my neighbors once, he said he lost his mother, and he said he just felt so bad because it was from colon cancer. And he said, I will just always be an advocate for people to get that, because it was so hard to see her go through that, and knowing that, she never had a colonoscopy, she never had a screening test. So I always remember that and try to encourage everyone that I know to really stay up to date with that.
Well, thanks for all you do. Yeah. I know you come back from time to time. Are there some other special months coming up here in the spring that you know of?
Yeah, well, we will have our, I think we'll talk about sun, mm-hmm. as if the sun ever comes back after this storm. We'll want to do that. And then, we have a lot of great topics that we can share. And on that note, I would like to encourage people to go to the walkaroundtheworldwithgrace.com. walkwithgrace.com. And we have prevention information. And we also would love to have people apply for ideas we have community funds available. So if somebody wants to put their own race or their own, pickleball challenge or, something that is a prevention activity related to the activities we have in our prevention section, we can provide some funds to help that happen. We would love to see a lot of different ideas and activities coming out from the community.
Sure. Yeah, as the weather gets nicer, get out in the community and, who knows?
Yeah.
Pickleball would be a great idea, or whatever the case might be. Maybe some disc golf. There's lots of possibilities.
Yeah, we have that course in the
we
park,
do.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe on down the road. Okay. Sherry, as always, thanks for joining us on the Morning Show.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. We're talking about Walk with Grace. We'll come back with Al Kaczubski in just a moment on today's Morning Show.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
Hi, I'm Steve Fuller, currently a Richland Electric Co-op director and have served since 2012. Obtaining knowledge and continuing education are of the utmost importance to me and our Richland Electric Cooperative. Safety, reliability, sustainability, and affordability are the core objectives which are very important guidelines used by Richland Electric Co-op. Solar implementing, succession planning, and the untimely COVID event were critical parts of the team delegations I participated in. I, Steve Fuller, would appreciate your vote and support on the upcoming election. The April 13th, 2024 annual meeting will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. sharp. Be sure to mark your ballots and sign your envelopes. All ballots are due by 4 o'clock p.m. April 12th, 2024. Thank you.
Al Kaczubski is with us yet here on the morning show. Everybody else has deserted him, but he stays on here for the final portion. Al, I think we'd like to encourage, if anybody's thinking about putting a team together, this would be a great year to do it, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Walk with Grace event has many different committees. And one of the sub-chairs is coordinating new teams. And we haven't had that position filled for a couple of years. So this year, we've got it filled. There's a couple people doing it. One of them is myself. The other is Suzanne Fish. And so we've been working hard, strategizing how to communicate with people, how to reach people. So don't be surprised if you see one of us coming up to you and saying, hey, have you thought about becoming a Walk with Grace team? And we'd really like new people to sign up. So people might be wondering, like, oh, you know, what's the commitment? What do I have to do, right? It's scary. I don't want to do it. I don't have time. So we just want you to know that there's a few key things. There's a $150 registration fee. There's a kickoff night on May 16th that we'd like every team captain to come to. And that night is when we really help the team captains out. And we give you packets of information. We tell you about the main walk on August 9th and how to prepare for that and pick a spot to set up camp and stuff for that. And, you know, we give you some calendar raffle tickets and some luminary bags. And we just kind of get things rolling. It's kind of like the kickoff night for the walk.
If you look at some other great Grace news, the fact that you've actually expanded your area a little bit, Alan, I know you've had a chance to kind of get to some of those outlying areas. What's the reaction been?
It's been really good. It's just, that's probably one of the things I really enjoy about volunteering for Grace is just the chance to spread the good word of what we do, what this organization has done for years, because there's still many people that don't know that how we help people out. And I've been focusing on the Spring Green area, and we know that For Pete's Sake has helped out a lot of people in that area, and we think that is a great organization, and we are not competing with them. But we're coexisting with them. And we are willing to help anybody battling cancer in that Spring Green area. So our service area is all of Richland County, along with the bordering townships. And if you go to walkwithgrace.com and about service area, you can see a map and a detailed map and then a high level map. But we cover all of the Spring Green Township, the city of Spring Green and all that area over there. And a lot of people don't realize that. And they're like, really? We thought that was Richland County, or, you know, we have For Pete's Sake, but hey, we're here to help you as well. So, you know, if you're somebody battling cancer and you live in Spring Green or in the township of Spring Green, apply for assistance. We want to help you. And we're also looking for, you know, for new teams, like you're saying, we're looking for new Walk with Grace teams. because a lot of the teams that we have are in Richland County or Richland Center. But we cover such a wide area that we're trying to get that word out more so we can get that representation from out from those outlying areas as well.
For Pete's sake, they not only cover people with cancer issues or whatever, but it's everything. So I can see where the two would coexist really well in that area too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And, you know, I think Iowa County has
their coalition.
Yeah, coalition mm-hmm. for helping people with cancer. And, you know, if you're in that bordering township, you can, you know, double dip, you know, so to speak. And we're okay with that because our mission is to help anybody that's battling cancer. And we don't care. We're grateful that you're actually getting assistance from someone else as well.
And into Vernon County and, you know, just kind of all around the area
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah, all the bordering counties, yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah, Sauk, Iowa, Vernon, Grant, Crawford, you know, all those bordering townships. And speaking of that, you know, so this past week I was in the Spring Green area talking with many different businesses for the Race for Grace. And, you know, people are so inviting and kind. It's been great talking with people out there, not only just sharing what Grace is. And sometimes, I swear, every time I go out to a different area, there's at least one person that shares some story, and sometimes, you know, you just don't know where it's going to go, but it's always related to cancer, and it's emotional sometimes, and it's just amazing to hear either how someone has survived something, how has been impacted by something, but cancer affects so many people. It just amazes me how many different times I hear stories of how either Grace has helped someone or how someone's been impacted by cancer, and then letting them know, if they haven't known of Grace, to let them know that there's assistance for them at least now or in the future, which mm-hmm. is cool.
And important to tell them to apply and how to apply and who to contact too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always share that. And, you know, for our listeners, either in that Spring Green area or anywhere in Richland County or bordering townships or out in Boscobel, you know, go to walkwithgrace.com. And then on the resources menu option, you'll see for local cancer patients. And then there's directions on there on how to apply and to get help. So that's really cool. So this past week, Phil, I was out just a couple of days ago. I was in Boscobel and talking with many different businesses there. Again, hitting them up for the Race for Grace, you know, letting them know. But Boscobel, more than anything, letting them know that, hey, we actually are servicing you now. Because Grace, historically, our service area has never included in Boscobel. So we're really trying to get the word out there. So if you're listening and you're in the within the township of Boscobel, that includes the city of Boscobel, we're here to help. So go to walkwithgrace.com. You can start seeing some of the flyers up around businesses of the Race for Grace. Maybe sign up for one of those events. But help people know that we're here. If you have cancer, if you know of someone that has cancer, we're here to help.
And it's all anonymous too, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add as we kind of run down the month of March and look ahead to the spring and everything going on with Grace, Al?
So I would just like to highlight a few of the sponsors for the race, because it's been a little overwhelming. There's been so many generous donations. We kind of talked some about already the swag bags, the many donors there. But I also want to highlight Sheila Troxel and her family. They've just been amazing. They're consistent supporters of Grace. You know, they have been for the walk for many years. But they also put up this really nice banner right in downtown Richland Center promoting the Race for Grace. So shout out to Sheila and her family. We really appreciate all your help. Very kind, and it's very heartwarming. But there's many other sponsors. And, you know, I'm going to start with you, Phil, and WRCO, because, you know, for giving us the chance to get the word out like this on the morning show, I don't ever want to take it for granted. And we really appreciate WRCO and WRCE. But there's many other businesses. I'm just going to mention some of them here. Anytime Fitness, Bindle Tire and Auto, Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet and Upholstery, Culver's, Quick Trip, WCCU, June's Family Daycare. Have you ever heard of that place, Phil?
It sounds familiar, I guess.
RSK Transport, already talked about Utter Brothers, Kleppe Grain Service, The Richland Locker, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Arthur's Supper Club, Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green, The Border in Ironton, The Plain Quick Stop, you know, these outlying areas, they're really helping us, which is great. And they're also going to help spread the word, too, for people that maybe aren't aware of what Grace does. Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital and Clinics in Hillsboro, they're outside of our service area. Talked with Dan Howard up there, super nice guy and willing to help us out. It's just heartwarming. Vitesnik's Power and Sports, I'm going to come back to them in a second. And then Basketball Bowl and Banquet. Again, another outlying area. So thankful for Basketball supporting us and helping us get the word out there as well. Now, Vitesnik's, Gary Vitesnik and Greg and everyone there, so grateful for all their assistance. They've been big time Grace supporters over the years, helped us out a big time last year with the UTV raffle that we had. And this year, I talked with them and let them know about the race, and they're willing. So in cross-country races, they often have a UTV either leading or following the runners. So they are donating someone to drive at one of their UTVs, and they're going to be following the 10K runners and the 5K runners on the Race for Grace. So grateful for that.
Wonderful. That adds a little legitimacy to the race too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And if someone does have a problem on the way, they'll be able to, you know, assist mm-hmm. them with getting back to the start finish line as well. So really grateful for that.
And again, the early deadline is March 31st to get your name on the dotted line, right?
That's right. So if you want to save $5, you know, go ahead and go to our website, walkwithgrace.com. You can sign up there. And after March 31st, all the prices for each event will go up $5. Sherry was mentioning and kind of giving me some credit for, you know, some of the stuff that we're publicizing. But I just want to put a shout out to Sherry. So for Grace, we have on our board, we have different areas as well. And she is our prevention chair. And, you know, she is the rock for our prevention committee. And, you know, she's built such a strong foundation starting last year and even before that. But just the information that she finds that we share on our social media, that all comes from Sherry. You know, that takes time to find all that information. She does some amazing research and reads a lot of different studies. And then, you know, with LEAF as well and the walk around the world. So this year, the Race for Grace is just an extension of that, of combining prevention with fundraising. But none of that would have been possible without Sherry and all the good things that she has done.
Indeed. You've got a really passionate staff, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's what makes it a lot of fun. So, you know, we're always, like you're asking earlier, do we need volunteers? Are we looking for more people? The answer is yes, we are always. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, you can do different amounts, different times, but you have to let us know that you want to do something. So go to walkwithgrace.com, scroll on down to the bottom. There's a contact information and let us know you want to help out.
We'll see you in April.
Absolutely.
It'll be a little closer to the race at that time, too.
It should be warmer and hopefully no snow then.
We'll hope not. Al Kaczubski joining us. Earlier, we had Sherry Scott and June Neal, a part of Walk with Grace Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Comprenol reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
We are back to talk all of the things around funerals and funeral planning with Mark Jelinek of Pratt Funeral Service. Mark, let's talk about prepaid services and why they're so important.
Sure. So prepaid services is something that you are allowed to do. You can do it at any point. It happens a lot for people that are looking at going on medical assistance or finances start to become an issue. A lot of times when you go into a nursing home, pre-planning and prepaying for services become a big issue because you're allowed to keep that money set aside. You can do it when you're healthy, when there's no issues at all, which we encourage people to do because there's less stress involved with it. If you pre-plan and prepay for a funeral, the way it's set up with funeral homes is it's going to meet Medicaid standards. So let's say you go to a nursing home. The nursing home says you're able to stay here, but we want you to use your own money first to pay to live here. When you run out of your money, the state will pay for you to live at a nursing home or nursing facility. But you have to basically be out of your own money. The exception to that is a prepaid funeral service. So you're able to put your money down for your funeral, get exactly what you want. The money's protected. The state cannot take that money from you. So it's there, it's protected. And the reason the state allows you to do that is if you die with no money, the state, let's say, took all your money, they didn't allow this to happen, is now we have to bury people.